Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your days are off to a great start.
I just had an interesting encounter. I had people that paid for an item and then not vacating where you pay and then just instead standing there having a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm doing a grab and go situation, but they can't tell that because you're still standing there.
No, you're just hanging out. They don't know what your time crunch is.
You know what I mean? It's like, imagine you go to a coffee shop, you order a coffee, and then you just keep standing in front of the register and you just have a conversation.
We're going to need you to move out of the way here. I got places to be. I got things to do.
Barista, I was like, excuse me, I had a to-go order. Can I just quickly get it? Yeah, no problem. Didn't see you. I know, because they won't move.
Get them out of my way.
What are we doing?
We had another head coach fired today. We briefly talked about that. We can get to that a little bit more here in the final hour. We got more thoughts on Miami and Ole Miss, the first of the semifinal games.
Would you rather have Cliff Kingsbury or Mike McDaniel coach your offense? Because that could be the scenario many teams are facing. Or Brian Daboll.
Ooh.
Whose offense do you want?
That's a great poll question. What's the best offense in mind of those three? Because they're all three now available. Let's start, though, with the final hour of a Thursday, as we always do with the Magic Hat, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to, first off, welcome you back into the Magic Hat segment for the first time in 2026. It's a blessing to have you here with us. And we also need to give a major thank you to the man himself, Tim Moniz. Now, if you hear the open that's played for this segment, the Magic Hat Open, that was made by our friend Tim Moniz. Now, he used to work here back in the day. He used to do production stuff. And he was listening to the Magic Hat segment, and we motivated him to get back, dust off his old laptop and the old equipment that he needed, and make an open because he truly enjoyed the segment. Well, then he added one more. This is almost becoming the Magic Hat presented by Timona segment. Because then on our last show, before we went on holiday break, on the, what, 21st, 22nd, whatever day it was?
22nd.
He shows up with not only Jason Swigard wrapping paper, which was delightful.
I need to contact him to find out how to make that
wrapping
paper. I need
a full roll.
Because I need to...
I need a full roll.
Well, I want to make my own. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Take the worst photo of somebody in your life and make it wrapping paper.
Yep.
And then present them a gift
with that wrapping paper.
Dude, I might buy like 7 different rolls for 7 different people in their gifts.
It's perfect, right? And so he brought us in a little chocolate treat for all of us. And then he said, here's a show gift for the three of you. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see we now officially, ladies and gentlemen, have...
Oh, we have a magic
hat. We have a magic
Look
hat.
Look at that hat.
It's delightful. That's it pops up and down. It's got a little red ribbon on it. It's perfect. It's a magic hat.
Yep.
So the magic hat finally has the prop that it's always needed, and we can reach into the magic hat. What do we got today?
We will start with Tiger says less is more.
Oh, not me.
This is me.
Ooh, Tiger says
tiger.
Less or a
yes.
Tiger.
A Tiger?
Tiger.
The El Tigre.
The El Tigre.
Mr. Eldrick Woods.
Yes. Four.
Okay.
So while he is still continuing to rehab his back and ankle from 87 surgeries, thinking he can once again get back out on the PGA Tour.
I actually have takes on this, and I didn't get to give them during my break. This is ridiculous. We're treating this like rehab, and he's 20. This is over.
How dare you?
He's cooked.
How dare you?
He'll do his little fun digital game, and he'll be on the senior tour, and he occasionally pop out in a major wave and be out in the first round. What are we doing? Why do we pretend this
well,
is
Well, the other
something?
Thing
hey, you
he
get
is...
two rounds in a major, all right? Two.
He's going to withdraw because his
no,
back
hey,
will be
hey,
hurt.
Hey, hey, he'll make it to the weekend. Okay.
He is heading up the new committee. I don't know if there's still a player advisory committee. They've named it something else because there's a new CEO for the PGA Tour who came over from the NFL, and they're trying to reinvent themselves and make themselves more relevant after the live split and all sorts of stuff. They are seriously considering whacking down the schedule significantly, smaller fields, no more signature events. Basically, everything would be a signature event, including the majors. They would have a bye week after the majors. So are you cool in 2027 having 100 player fields, as many of the top 100 players around the globe that aren't in LIV, although some of them are coming back, and that's a different story.
Yeah, is LIV on the verge?
Depends on if the official world golf rankings grant them actual status, but if they don't get it, they're trying to take their fields to 72 or their tournaments to 72. I digress. Yeah, so basically they would start the main PGA Tour schedule in 2027 after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They would get rid of the, quote, signature events and basically make everything, you know, high purses, smaller fields, the best players all the time. They would take bye weeks after the majors. Would you be more inclined to watch more PGA Tour golf at that point, saying less is more? And then I don't know what they do in the off season. Then other guys could go play more globally.
Well, I think this is a tough show to ask that question to. I think in general, anybody that cares an ounce about golf on the station, this is a tough question because they're mostly going to say yes if they like watching golf. Inclined to watch more, if you're watching golf, you're already watching it, and I don't think it changes. Yeah. I'll just tell you, somebody who doesn't watch most events, you're still going to find yourself a little hard-pressed getting people to want to watch the John Deere, even if you categorize it differently and there's less golf around it, because I have been conditioned for 39 years of my life to care more about four events in total than I don't even know how many there were last year or how many there would be.
I mean, they play literally every week, essentially.
There's roughly 30. So from when they used to start, which actually should have been this weekend at the Century.
Should be in Hawaii right now.
There's like three straight in Hawaii to start the year.
Sony Open is the starter next week.
Yeah, so they'll start there. And then the Amex, our good buddy Pat McCabe's tournament down there in La Quinta.
So how many is there in 27 in this scenario? Just hypothetically.
What they're talking about is 20 to 25 tournaments.
And you have conditioned me for 39 years to only care about four. It's what's made the FedEx Cup tough.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this does it. It might long-term for me, but immediately this doesn't really grab me in any way and get me to change my viewing habits, I think.
I think your answer is more valid than mine because you're the person they're trying to reach more so than me because I'm going to watch either way. Yeah. I think this is a horrible idea. It's a disaster.
Why do you think it's a horrible idea?
It siphons off the ability for players to grow, evolve, and make the PGA Tour because you're going to have limited fields. You're going to have fewer events. And so if you limit the fields and the events, you're not going to – where are all the other golfers going to go?
Korn Ferry got bigger, it sounds like.
I mean, are all those guys are going to go to live? Where do they – like, where's their offshoot? Like, the idea – I understand the idea of it. I just think that already kind of exists. I think we care about 20 to 22 events a year. If you're a, you know, relatively passionate golf fan, you're going to watch the majority of the bigger events. There's a lot of them on the calendar that I don't care about, but they still exist, and they allow a pathway for guys to make cuts, to make money, to earn their way into certain status points, play their way into a major potentially. How many tournaments did Rory play last year?
Probably, I think most of the top players play somewhere around 18 to 22 tournaments.
So those are the ones most people are going
to
watch.
So what they want is
those to be the only tournaments.
For those to be all on the PGA Tour and to have Masters-like fields for as many events as possible.
I just don't think, to Sprague's point, you can tell me all the big names are back. That's the first hurdle you got to cross. This doesn't work unless you get Bryson and Brooks and all John Rahm and you get literally the best field again, because in majors, that's what you get. You get the best fields possible.
Well, you wonder if possibly then, if they shrink it, then after football season starts, then maybe you can go do this team sort of thing for fun that's different.
Does this tell you do the golf show? Are you doing the golf show this year?
I haven't been told otherwise.
Okay, so you're doing golf in the Northwest. You have for some time.
Yes.
I got a golf segment on there. I like this.
R.I.P. Harold Bluestein, by the way.
Yes, we miss Harold.
We do miss Harold. It's been 3 years this past December 15th. Do you think this is going to help catch the me's or the lesser versions of me's?
It has more potential to, because...
So this is the solution in your mind?
I don't know that it's... I think they also have to then go to...
What's wrong with the sport?
Can I just... Hold on. Can I just say something here? This, to me, is fixing something that's not broken.
That's what I was going to ask. It feels like you're reacting to something that
doesn't even
react.
The broken part of golf, the broken part of the PGA Tour is the fact that you don't have the best players week in and week out anymore. When you used to be the only league that had the best players, if you all of a sudden in the NBA lost Giannis and Wemby and Luka and Steph to play in a Saudi Arabian basketball league, and they were no longer in the NBA, then we could sit here and say, well, how do we get more interest? No, the problem is you don't have four of the best players on the planet playing in your league anymore. That's what's broken about this. It's not the PGA Tour schedule. I think what they've done to some of their sponsors is pretty nutty in terms of tightening the screws on them in terms of bigger payouts.
That's the other thing. I think the sponsor pool is limited because of how high they've raised the purses.
To me, this is fixing a problem that's not broken. You need to unify the game of golf. That's how you fix this problem. And I don't think that changing from a calendar-wide where the bigger names only play 18 events anyways to only 20 events for the entire year is going to make more people care about golf.
Yeah, isn't their ultimate problem is just that living exists.
Yes, is that John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau are two of the best players on the planet.
Or Cam Smith.
They don't play week in and week out on the PGA Tour. Yes. That's the problem.
And also nobody watches them play at their tournaments they're in. But
nobody cares.
And I just don't, until that league folds shop, like, it's just not going to change anything.
Yeah.
And we'll see. As the initial contracts that a lot of those LIV golfers signed are about to expire, over the next year, I think they signed 4 or 5 year deals, the big ones.
I think Rahm's coming back.
They all want to come back.
Yeah, Rahm regrets doing that.
The only thing that they appreciated from making that jump was the bag of
money. That was the only reason they did make the jump.
And we need to shove Brandel Chamblee in a locker for saying these guys shouldn't come back. Like, shut up, dude.
No, Rory's now on
record.
Let
the bygones be bygones. We need to unify the game of golf. This is ridiculous. If somebody wants to come back,
figure out something that's fair, you know, for them to work their way back onto the PGA Tour. Because to that point, you don't just want to let them back on for guys that have gone through the Korn Ferry Tour and grinded their way and gotten their cards.
I get it.
But if you can come up with a solution there, then...
The PGA Tour is better if Brooks Koepka is playing on the PGA
Tour.
I didn't put anything in the Magic Hat. And are you putting anything in the Magic Hat, Sprague? I'm like, we'll get to it in the next segment. We did one thing.
There you go.
You railroaded the hat.
He knew, what he was doing there.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew he would rev my engine a little bit with that.
Well, it's not the answer I think you were looking for, because, again,
Tiger Golf League's back.
We're going to get a women's Tiger Golf League,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, there you go.
They are going to do one, yeah, in the
simulator
winter.
Golf? Huh?
I haven't watched the Tiger Golf League since the second week of it, and I watched like 10 minutes, and I was like,
I caught some of it yesterday. It was on like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, was it on middle of the day?
Yeah. So I caught a little bit of it.
I'll watch a little bit when football's over. Turn it on. If there's nothing else on TV on a Monday night, it's not terrible, but it's
they do a good job because, yeah, they do it. Earlier in the afternoon, it's like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
You know, they should just do. They should just set up cameras where these guys practice in Florida and Arizona, and then just use it as golf ASMR, and then just let people watch guys golf and just hear the golf sound the entire day on a live.
God,
stream.
I can't wait till I can open the Masters app and just watch live on the range for hours on end again, dude.
People would watch that almost as much as they watch the Tiger Golf League.
Rubbing my nipples over here. Let's get to more Magic Hat next on the Fam.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh.
All right, segment number 2 of the Magic Hat, the award-winning Magic Hat segment, golf-dominated. Who would have thunk it, the entire first Magic Hat segment? What do we got in there?
All right, let me see. My fingers will work this morning.
We got tight wrapping there. Got a little arthritis going on.
Dude, your hands are kind of shaking. I'm worried about you.
I have horrible dexterity in my hands and fingers.
Really? You got to eat more pears.
That's why you're not a good putter.
Is he through? Is that what this says, Dirt? Yeah. What did you say? I didn't even.
I took a shot at your putting.
He said you suck at putting.
I do suck at putting.
See, he admits it. He's not a good putter. I'm a terrible putter, too.
Is he,
If I could putt, I would break 80.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Is he, though?
I wrote that poorly. I'll give you that. That's me. I'm taking onus. We don't need to put it on the internet. I do find this very interesting to think about.
that Cignetti wins the Coach of the Year Bobby Dodd Award, for those that don't know.
There you go.
Idiots.
The Bob Dodd. The rambling wreck.
And he is caught basically saying, I hope we can outcoach the best coach. And he's being very respectful. I don't think he's really doing that to be picked up and heard by anybody else. I think he genuinely thinks Dan Lanning is amazing. And I'm just thinking about this now. How many programs would fire their current coach without having to pay a buyout to hire Dan Lanning? Because here's the thing. A lot of people in that sport, fan-wise, want to say, well, how many does he got? And I just think that's really short-sighted in a dumb way we view it.
Oh, I think there would be...
The list to come up would be the teams who wouldn't do
it. Who wouldn't do it, exactly.
Okay, so what teams because would... Georgia wouldn't do it. Georgia would not fire. They would not.
You sure about
if
that?
If Lanning wins a natty, then maybe. But until then...
Lanning's been there. He knows.
Two's bigger than zero.
Yeah, you're right.
They wouldn't. Indiana wouldn't right now.
Nope.
Would Notre Dame...
Notre Dame would not.
No, Notre Dame loves Marcus.
Love Notre Dame would not.
Yeah. LSU wouldn't.
I mean, I think they probably tried to hire him.
If
and he
LSU
said no.
knew Dan Lanning would take a phone call and have a conversation,
I think they'd take him over Lane Kiffin.
I don't think Lane Kiffin is as done deal at LSU as you think.
To the point of Lane Kiffin, what has Lane Kiffin ever won? Miami wouldn't because they got another guy. Yeah, he's
Texas.
Their guy.
Texas probably not. Would in a heartbeat.
You think they would? You think they fired Sark in a heartbeat?
Sure yes. Would. Yeah,
He went to the Final Four back to back years. This year wasn't great, but the last 2 years he was in the semifinals. Okay. Would Ohio State?
That's the one I'm scratching my head about.
We are the most disrespectful to that coach.
he's the Nick Sirianni of college
football. He won
football.
A title last year.
I think the fan base would.
The fan base would.
The fan base
the
would go I don't all think the of our resources would. With what Dan Lanning is.
If we treated it like an election, would the fans of Ohio State rather have Dan Lanning or Ryan?
They would rather
they
have,
would
Dan,
have
Lanning.
Dan Lanning.
And then the second Dan Lanning loses a game, they would want to fire him and hire whoever, Urban Meyer or whoever the next guy would be on
right,
that list.
Right.
So I think to answer the larger question, you're looking at less than seven-ish teams.
Yeah.
Like Elko's kind of in a gray area. He just had a great year at A&M. He's only been there for 2 years.
I could see them saying we're good with
right,
Elko.
We're fine. We like the direction he's going.
But the age, the energy, the media savvy, he hits all of the right notes.
For sure he does.
For running it.
Alabama would. I know that. They want to run Kalen DeBoer's ass out of town.
Which is funny because multiple programs want to steal him.
They do.
Even though most people, well, not most, but a lot of people question what he is as a coach.
I think it's one of the bigger storylines left for me in the playoff is... Who
this is a life-changing moment for one of these four.
Who gets the biggest legacy boost from winning it all?
Pete Golding.
Does he? Yeah.
Dude,
I know.
He has
I know.
No legacy.
He has
right
no legacy.
Now.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's the start of the legacy.
That story never goes away. That's like Valvano and NC
State. That's a good point.
State.
100% right. Because they haven't won. We don't count whatever year they did win.
But Mario has been a guy that we've all, and all of us, included myself, like, aha, Mario. You know, we kind of poke and prod at him. Ha ha. Cignetti's so new that we're still not quite sure how to wrap our heads
our
around
heads
what he's done.
Our heads are still spinning from what he's done at Indiana.
I mean, that's a remark. It really is a movie.
And Oregon. Oregon fans worship at the altar of Dan Lanning, and people who hate Oregon say, well, what does he actually want? He doesn't want to actually want anything. So him actually winning something would make everybody shut the hell up.
Boy, the O going away for the how many natties you got?
It's time to nut up or shut
people
up.
People are going to have to think about what else to say.
Come up with a new meme, bitch.
Daddy Uncle Phil. Yeah.
All right. This one's from Dirt, and it comes
how
with
you
audio.
Know that? Does it say from Dirt?
Yeah, I write from
I
Dirt.
Know everybody's from. Handwriting.
Oh, you know my handwriting sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. Song off.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not singing against you.
Is this another trend that my school started? I'm curious of. Did these exist before my school did this?
Oh, with I Love My Ducks?
So we're going into the NFL playoffs this weekend.
Oh, sup with you, girl.
Was that the first one?
There's no way it was the first, but it's the most popular.
No, you go back to the, remember San Diego Superchargers?
Good point.
And Ram It and
the Super Bowl
Shuffle.
But weren't those like the player, like Rip City Rhapsody? Those are like, Can I Get a Headband? Those are like players that were kind of a part of it.
I think the Super Bowl Shuffle
is when it began.
But I think it's in the same category. It just depends who makes it.
Okay. Well, a couple of teams. I'm picking one of these teams to win and one of these teams to lose, and I'm wondering, we have a song off in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Now, these teams are not playing each other.
Now, is this like the Padres dads?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Remember those guys?
Would you like to start, Brandon Sprague, in Green Bay or in Carolina? Where would we like to begin in our song off?
We got
to
start in Carolina.
You want to start in Carolina?
We got to start in Carolina.
Panthers are 10.5-point underdogs. Does this make you feel better or worse about their chances?
What up, party people? I got a question. Are you ready to give it all you got as you support these Panthers as they give it all they got against these Seahawks this week? Yeah, me too.
And it's a couple weeks ago. He does one every week.
Oh. I'm going to be at this game cheering with
it's our Colts guys. Yeah.
Spent $150,000 on a football team. Wait a minute, that's not enough to buy a team. Spent $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court outside my house. But the HOA's gonna make me tear it down. Maybe some Panthers season ticks. Just might get a tiny home in the sticks. I get some Reese's peanut butter cups. Heck nah, I ain't sharing, I'ma eat them all up. Might get me a plane and fly to Spain. Except I don't even know how to fly a plane. Scratch that, I'ma get me a big old bus. One big enough for all of us to double dutch. Come on, Carolina, it's time to get down. Stand up, Charlotte, cause this is your town. If you had $150,000,
I mean, it kind of slaps. If we're being honest,
is it over?
It's almost over.
Are you on a whole nother verse?
No. It's almost, give me a second.
Come on, y'all. Let's keep pounding. I'll see you at the game. Let's get it.
I'll just say this. That's easily the best one we've played.
Is that the best one we played?
Actually, not a bad. I've heard worse songs on the real radio. And what's great about that song is I don't know what you guys caught versus what I caught. That didn't even sound like a Panthers song.
No, he just had the start and the end is Panthers, and then it's about spending $150,000, which I don't know. Is that a reference?
Is there 150 grand somewhere?
I don't know. I don't quite get
the
reference.
What, like, PSLs and season ticket cost or something.
So he does one of those. It's like our Colts guy that does the nay. Yeah. These are our Colts, right? So he does one every week. That was from when they played the Seahawks a couple weeks ago. This one is for this week. The Green Bay Packers on the road in Chicago. Let's get fired up.
I never cared about the weather. Green and yellow, baby. Never seen you looking better. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. I need something.
Four has never been enough for the Pack. They're looking four for number five.
Now, the music production for the Packers, much better.
Much better?
Yes. Okay.
Pretty good production.
So that, do we feel better or worse about the Packers or Panthers' chances?
That sounded like some studio quality.
Okay. And it was
mixing.
More team-oriented. Yes. You had a Jordan Love line.
A
Romeo Dobbs line in there, kind of. Okay. I'm still going Panthers.
$150,000.
I want to know what $150,000
reference is. I'm putting that on my golf playlist. Doesn't get driven in Minnesota.
Because it snows. You can't do that.
I know.
You can't do that.
I thought you were going to give me.
It's not. I didn't go Z-Doggy on you. I didn't. You know, I wanted to have a little fun with that.
Those weren't awful.
Not terrible. I'm questioning my Panthers take now. That guy's got 150 grand. He might be able to buy off the refs.
Are you going to make a song if the Ducks beat Indiana and go against Mario?
I would not make
something
a song.
About like ex lovers.
I will not. What's the Adele song? Someone Like You? Or When I Was Your Man, I could go Bruno Mars.
When I was your man, when you were my man.
When you were my man. Should have taken you dancing, Mario. What the hell, man? Let's get one more in. What do we got, Swag?
Let's see here. What do we got down here?
That hat's kind of deep.
It's a deep
it
hat.
Deep
you got to reach down in there.
Reach.
Deep hat.
PDX Movers.
Yeah, did you guys see that Oregon last year had the most people move to our state?
I thought everybody was leaving.
Nah.
We're bringing them back.
Contrary to popular belief about this hellhole that is Portland, Oregon, USA.
Still burning. Still on fire.
Oregon had the highest percentage of people moving here, and they mainly came from Washington, Colorado, and California. Highest percentage
states. Washington, California makes sense. Colorado, interesting.
Yeah, well, pockets of Colorado, not cheap, Bob.
Yeah, not cheap to live
California,
here either.
California, really expensive. Mm. Washington, also pretty expensive.
Look, I'm a proud Oregonian. I love stories like that, man.
Me too.
That's good. Good to hear. Yeah. There you go. Magic Hat, every Thursday, 9 o'clock. Well done.
Did you guys have anything that was really good that didn't get picked?
I do. I got a bit of audio that I'll probably play at some point, but we're against it because it's not really
I got
timely.
One that had T-Mac audio that will hold for a little bit.
Okay.
Tracy McGrady, T-Mac?
Yes.
That T-Mac.
You know, we didn't
who's
get to
the
your,
new T-Mac? Is
we
it
didn't
McMillan?
Get to your name thing when you were out.
I know.
Nicknames for athletes also need to stop after one athlete.
Exactly.
You can't have multiple.
There's a T-Mac playing football this weekend. I don't like it.
That's where my mind went when you said T-Mac. I thought, he's playing this weekend.
No.
What did he say about the game against the Rams?
Your T-Mac is...
It's not my all-time
Tyrone
T-Mac.
McMillan.
I haven't thought about the other T-Mac in quite some time.
He's on NBC. He's on the cock every Tuesday.
Do I look like
Tuesday?
Do I look like somebody that's watching that every Tuesday?
You need to get on the cock on Tuesdays.
You need to get coast to coast, baby.
The only cock I've watched on Tuesday was when the Blazers played. Was it Dallas? And we were on vacation, and I can stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning when that game ended.
Christmas was a week ago, dude. Can we say the season has started yet? Damn it!
Doesn't mean I'm watching. Back after this. An interesting one in the transfer portal, just coming down the wire. One of the former number one ranked quarterbacks in the country.
Ooh, Lagway found a home?
DJ Lagway has transferred to...
Oh, wait.
Play the fun guessing game. Where do you think he went?
Him and Raiola have been weird, man. No, there's been not a lot of
intel. Haven't heard anything on Raiola.
Will I be able to think about, like, is this a pretty big program? Or are you a little surprised as where he is?
Surprised. I can't call this program a big program.
Give me a conference.
Big 12.
Oh, God.
How many big programs are in the Big 12?
Not a lot, Bob. Not a lot. Kansas State?
It's not Texas Tech. It's not Kansas State. Nope.
It's not Arizona State. They went a different direction. Not Arizona.
Nope.
Not Utah.
Nope.
Not BYU. Oh, wait. Is it BYU?
No, it's not.
They
BYU.
Have Bachmeyer.
They got Bachmeyer. They got 47.
Dude, is it Kansas, or they still have the one kid, Jaden
Daniels? That kid better be out of eligibility at this point.
I swear to God, he's going on year seven.
He's played for a long time. DJ Lagway is transferred to Baylor.
They still got Aranda, right?
They do. He's still there.
I bet he'll be great at 6-6.
Just a wild one, man. Interesting to see how those work out. He was the number, he was a top 15, 10-ish player in the country, depending on what metrics you looked at. And had some moments early at Florida where you're like, oh my God, this guy's incredible. And then just a disastrous year this year. And now he's landed at Baylor.
Well, they shouldn't have brought his coach back. They should have said he's going into his second season, pretty pivotal. Yep. Let's get him a good coach and not a lame duck coach.
Yeah, we'll see if it works out for him. He's going to Baylor. We'll close up with some Fiesta Bowl talk in the final segment of the show today. Earlier, though, we did have another head coach in the NFL fired. I believe our count is now up to 25% of the league needs a new head coach.
Yes, 8 out of 32.
8 out of 32.
Look at you mathing.
Hey, look at that. I saw a tweet, so I knew it had to be right. Mike McDaniel fired, and this to me sums up the Dolphins, where they let him do exit postseason interviews. He's talking about, I'm still here. I plan on being here.
The owner didn't meet with him till Tuesday.
Shocking. He wasn't in town as the owner of the team to talk to the head coach after firing the GM. He said he was in meetings, sitting down with the candidates they're trying to hire for GM. McDaniel was a part of that. And then this morning, lo and behold, probably because John Harbaugh is available, they have fired Mike McDaniel.
Well, John Harbaugh and where he chooses to go is very fascinating. I loved his brother coming out saying, oh, you know, he's great. He's amazing. I hope he goes to the NFC.
Yeah, get him out of here.
I'll just say this right now. This, to me, screams that Ross is not only going to get John Harbaugh is going to have what Sean Payton has. He's going to run the franchise.
John Harbaugh's going to have that say wherever he goes.
If you see the four candidates that was leaked, I think it was on Pro Football Talk is where I saw it. The four candidates leaked that were finalists.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are Niners. I forget where the other two are from, but like it's guys who don't have any experience being GMs.
Yeah.
So that tells me good talent evaluators mixed with John Harbaugh having the final say. Pete Carroll in Seattle with John Schneider is what I think Stephen Ross is going to go for here. Otherwise, why would you have not fired him on Black Monday or going into the last weekend, just fire him and let an interim guy coach? Like, this tells me that they have made a 180 to John Harbaugh.
What if John Harbaugh says no?
It track with Stephen Ross.
Because if you're John Harbaugh, you're not saying yes to that. I mean, I know control sounds great because you want that, but you also want to win. Who's your quarterback going to be? You're getting rid of Tua. You got Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson on your roster.
I think you're thinking of this too much in a vacuum. You want final say. The power means more.
What would you rather
have,
the power or
year?
The Buffalo Bills head coaching job?
Well, if you're John Harbaugh, you think you can make Buffalo.
I wait and see what happened to Buffalo before I say anything to Miami.
Fine. What I find interesting is we had no idea really how good or bad Drake May was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no real evidence that was like, he's going to be an MVP finalist.
No, he was fine as a rookie, but rookies are not, you shouldn't have high expectations.
There was nothing else on that roster you'd point to.
Mm-mm.
And what did they win? Three games last year?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel came in. What did they do this year?
beat two teams over 500.
So if I'm John Harbaugh, I watched Mike Vrabel do that. Why can't I think I can't do that?
Yeah, I get it. He was also a top five pick, and there was, I think, still promise and hope that he could be that. I don't think that guy exists on Miami's roster, but maybe you draft that guy. I don't know what the driving force for Harbaugh is. You might be 100% right. It could be total control, and Miami gives that to you. That's why you take it.
I think that's what this is.
I think to his credit, he doesn't sound like he's making any decision anytime soon. He said yesterday, or sources around him or whatever, his agent said he's not doing anything for
because he's
week.
Waiting for Buffalo.
Yeah, he's going to sit around for. That's my point, though. Like, you wait and see if Buffalo's available. Like, that's fine if you want to tell me I get personnel decisions, but I'd rather. How old is John Harbaugh?
I want to say like 57, 58. Yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
63.
Holy crap.
63. So this is it. Like,
this is it.
This is it. You got one more gig.
Yeah.
If I'm John Harbaugh, I would rather coach Josh Allen for the next 7 years than go to a dysfunctional organization.
Yeah, I don't know that after working
because I get
for
to say,
the stability of management with the Ravens for all those years, I can't imagine what going to somebody like Stephen Ross or Woody Johnson.
He's incompetent.
But even if he tells you, literally, do whatever you want, it's yours, I just have the money.
I mean,
money.
It's super attractive. I get it. I understand
the
argument.
And you're in Miami?
I understand the point. I get it.
You get
I don't
to live
know if he cares
Boca Raton.
I don't think he cares
me?
About. He seems like the kind of guy that wants to be miserable. He's a Harbaugh. He wants to.
I think
he wants to live in Buffalo.
Brother.
He
no.
wants that lake effect snow.
No, you think he likes his nose running?
I do. I think
my
he does.
Nose is running today, and I hate it.
You know what the Harbaughs? They love walking uphill in feet of snow both ways, and
that's
then
right.
saying,
"Who's got it better than us?"
No. I drastically I could not disagree. He is
those
so
Harbaughs drink that hard nose, no. whole milk, none of this candy ass Miami nonsense.
No, Jim
put
is insane.
Ketchup on their steaks. That's what they do.
Look, you very well could be made. Your point is valid for me. I'd rather have Josh Allen and be in Buffalo.
I'm just
too,
thinking where would I have more success and having a quarterback's going to give that to me.
I also think it's easier said than done when you have 18 years experience somewhere and you've had nothing but success in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To say, oh, that's not a good environment. If he's running the environment, it's his environment.
He thinks it'll be a good environment.
Yeah.
McDaniel and OC, where does it make most sense? Because he'll get a gig. He's good.
Well, it depends
who
who's he paired with. Is he going with Saleh somewhere? Because Saleh's going to try to interview in Nashville, Arizona.
Well, we got a couple of vacancies on OCs. Detroit just fired their OC after 1 year. So that coordinator stuff kind of came home to
could
roost.
Probably do a lot worse than working with Man Campbell with
you know
that talent.
You know who else is going to maybe need a play caller is the place we were just talking about, Baltimore. Is Monken back? Does the new coach retain him? Does he go coach Lamar Jackson? Tampa fired their OC after 1 year after
they
Cohen
did.
Left.
Yeah.
There's options out there.
He likes the Florida sun.
Were you guys surprised Bowles brought back, or did you think he earned that right of having one meh year?
I think they should fire him, but that's...
It kind of feels like he has one season, doesn't it?
I just don't understand what we're doing there. I don't get it.
What do you mean? From the left or the right? Well, my right, not your left. My left, your right?
Some of that may have to do with the pool of candidates outside of Harbaugh that are supposedly out there.
Hmm.
Like, do you think any of those other guys that are loose or any...
If I were in Tampa, I'd rather have Kevin Stefanski as my head coach.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Also, if you're Tampa, can you make a point you're more stable than Miami for John Harbaugh?
Yes. Yeah. You've been much more stable
Absolutely.
Over the last 20 years. Yeah, I would have fired him too, but so to answer your question, yes, I was surprised.
There's going to be a defensive-offensive combo here that emerges that we're going to like. I don't know if it succeeds, but like...
If it's Flores and Daboll or McDaniel and somebody.
Flores
or,
and McDaniel. Yeah.
Flores and McDaniel in Tennessee could be interesting.
Mm.
Would you rather have Flores or Saleh?
I think I'd rather have Flores.
I feel so bad saying I could not be rooting harder for the defensive coordinator for the Niners to not get a game.
Please don't hire him.
He's not
don't
ready.
Hire my guy.
He needs another year.
No,
guys.
He's not. Let him season. The Jets were a disaster. It was all his fault. Don't hire that guy. So one more coaching vacancy in the NFL. 8 of 32 teams now need a new head coach. We'll wrap it up. We got the Fiesta Bowl tonight, baby. Who do we think wins? How does it go? We'll wrap it up there next on The Fam.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Any desire to see the movie?
Is this the one with Hugh Jackman?
The Hugh Jackman?
Oh, and
well, Satanic's been ranting and raving about the play, the okay. musical.
Yeah, the musical is in town right now.
Oh, is it?
At Keller.
Okay.
Well, did you watch The Greatest Showman?
Beautiful Noise.
I don't think I ever saw. Well, let me look. Let me look at the poster.
Greatest That's the Showman? P.T. Barnum movie with Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron.
Yeah, The Greatest Showman. Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw The Greatest Showman. I did not see The Greatest Showman.
Phenomenal.
Good movie, yeah. Huh?
Phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah. Did we buy him as Neil Diamond?
I buy him in almost anything. He's one of the more talented people that exist.
It's a 56% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is?
The Greatest Showman.
That's fine. That's how you gauge what movies to watch. Before all your World War II documentaries, do you go to Rotten Tomatoes, see what's rated, and say, oh, I'm not going to watch that?
Yeah, you got to check the reviews first, man. That's a 7.5 on IMDb.
You got two people here telling you the movie's good.
It's a C.
And you're going to Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm getting a C on IMDb. I don't know.
Zac Efron, Zendaya. That's fantastic.
You imagine if like you were 12 and I was like, hey, don't watch that movie. Rotten Tomatoes said it's bad. You'd be like, you're an idiot. What are you talking about?
I worship at the altar that is Rotten Tomatoes. I listen. They lead and I listen.
I haven't looked at what Rotten Tomatoes thinks of a movie. You know what I do? I look at a movie trailer and I go, I'm going to see that movie.
What is the, what's Metacritic? What's that? Is that another one of those?
That's like the media online reviews, I think.
Gave The Greatest Showman a 48%.
That's fine.
That's idiots.
A failing grade.
They probably think pears are better than apples, too.
Then it's right up his alley.
Can I read something here?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We should do that as a poll question.
I need to scroll. Showman,
good movie or no?
Let me scroll for a second. There was one that came in on
full circle today. It's fantastic.
There was one that came in on pears. Oh God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to
sum it up.
Find it. It was basically like, oh, here it is. You can always find an apple that tastes the same on any given day, but when a pear is just right, it beats an apple. 100% agree with Dirt. Then followed up with another one. I just ate a pear 2 days ago and thought the same thing. Man, this thing's running down my face. It's juicy and delicious. Way better than an apple.
I don't even want to argue against it. It's just such a great text.
It's delightful. Fiesta Bowl tonight. Part of me wishes my team was playing in this game because it'd be closer and easier for fans to get there. But also, I never want to play another game in that stadium again. So stay the hell away from there.
This sport is so stupid. Like, we're all going to watch. I still think this is a valid opinion. There's no juice.
No, because it's a Thursday night.
It's a freaking Thursday game.
Weeknight game.
They're
idiots.
So
to decide
scared of the NFL.
Who gets, because you got wild card weekend. What are you going to do? You're not putting head to head against a wild card game in the NFL.
How dare it compete against Panthers and Rams? Whatever will we do?
That is true. I'd watch
idiots.
Both college games
you
over that.
You can't go at 9:30 on Saturday morning when all
yeah, the year? First game on Saturday didn't start till 1,
1:30.
Right?
1:30. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got some time in the morning.
Like if you went Friday night straight into Saturday morning.
A Thursday game is so stupid.
It's really stupid. The line has come down. People have been spending money on Ole Miss this week. I think for most of the week, it was somewhere in the 4-4.5 range and slowly peaked its way down. Looks like it's settling right around a field goal. Maybe you get the hook if you do capitalize on it. What do we think? Who is going to be the first entrant into the national championship game?
I certainly want to say I'm not going in thinking Ole Miss winning is surprising in any fashion. I'm going to take Miami. I think the defense will prevail. I think Beck's going to be fine. I think they're going to run the football. If there's anything you can do on Ole Miss's defense, it's run the football. Ole Miss wants a shootout. That's the best possible scenario for them.
Yes.
I'm going to take Miami, field goal win.
Okay.
All the kind of like,
I think we get a good
doing?
Game, though. There's no, yes. This is a back and forth fun game.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a good game. I also think Chambliss won't have the opportunity to scramble around to the extent that he did.
Okay.
Those pass rushers for Miami are ridiculously fast. And
Reuben
athletic.
Bain is a polarizing draft prospect. His arms are like historically tiny lengthwise.
I feel like we're overthinking that one.
We might be. He's been a monster.
Yes. I'm going to be rooting for Ole Miss.
I'll be rooting for Ole Miss.
The story
I think
is
it's
great.
A ridiculous story in a Disney movie in the making. If
my
happens.
Team happens to win, I'd probably rather play them. Although if they can beat Miami, that's probably a bad idea.
How about you root for the game to be done by 7:45 so I can do my practice?
I'll root for that too, because then I can go
I'm
to bed on time.
Anyway, I got a Pilots game tonight. So
I think Miami's going to win, though. I think Miami pulls away in the second half.
Okay.
We'll see, though. I hope we get a great game. Quarterfinals were good. Well, not really. Two of them were good. Hopefully we get a good game that starts tonight. Miami, Ole Miss, over on 1080, right?
910.
Well, that's a partner of 1080.
That's all in the family.
It's our AM stepbrother.
That's on 910.
It's under our umbrella.
We got Ducks Hoops on the Fan tonight at 7.
Catch the fever.
910 might be blowing up soon.
I'm going to be glued to that one. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Tomorrow, it is game day. We'll talk a lot about Oregon, Indiana. Bill Orem will join the show live from Atlanta. We'll get his thoughts on the Blazer Moda Center deal as well. That will do it for us. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. You're listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.